You're listening to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, episode number 132.
ロスジャパポッドキャスト、エピソード132番をお送りします。
Welcome to the Lost in Japanglish podcast, where we explore the bicultural and bilingual world between Japan and the USA. Join your hosts, Chieko, based in Seattle, and Yasuko, based in Tokyo, in their unique world of Japanglish.
こんにちは。ロスジャパポッドキャストへようこそ。アメリカと日本からお届けするバイリンガル形式のポッドキャスト。ホストはおなじみの2人、シアトル在住のちーちゃんと東京郊外在住のやっこ。一緒にバイリンガルかつバイカルチャーな世界をお楽しみください。
Today we have a special episode. We are going to be interviewing my co-host やっこ today.
はい、今日は特別版のエピソードで私やっこをインタビューするエピソードになります。
Okay, so the reason why we're doing this is because we've had some questions from listeners who want to know a little bit more about you and me as well. But we thought we'd start with doing an interview of Yakko so we can learn more about her.
そうですね。このインタビューエピソード、今回は私、Yakko で、次回はちーちゃんをインタビューしますけれども、リスナーの皆さんからいろいろ私たち自身についての質問がありましたので、お互いにインタビューし合いながらそこら辺を話していきたいと思います。
All right, so one of the questions I think a lot of folks have is where do you live? Like, where have you lived? Where are you living now? Hi. Give us the high level history.
そうですね。まあ今は I live in Chiba Prefecture. It's a prefecture next to Tokyo. And it's called the Inzai City. And actually, it has been the number one most easy to live city in Japan for about 6 to 7 years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So, まあ、結構な田舎なんだけど、you can commute to Tokyo and 割とゆったりしてて、everything is kiroi.
And you do commute to Tokyo.
Yes, I do. Yes,
right?
Yes.
For work.
Yes, I do.
And how long does that take you?
Well, the route is ちょっとめんどくさいんだよね。だから、本当は1時間ぐらいで行けるんだけど、1時間15分から20分かかってるかな。
Oh, okay.
A little bit more than 1 hour.
So what do you do on your commute typically? 電車だよね。
そうそうそう、電車だね。I do commute by train. From my station, I'm able to sit all the time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's pretty relaxing. I can sleep like every Japanese. I sleep or I'm on my laptop or I'm on the phone.
Well, and tell us about the other places that you've lived.
Okay, so outside of Japan, I have lived, of course, near Seattle for about 7 years. And
yeah, and what was the age range for you then?
I moved to the US when I was 4. So a little before I turned 5. And I moved back after I turned 11. で、ただその前にずっと日本にいたかっていうとそういうわけではなくて、our family, my brother wasn't born yet, but the three of us lived in Malaysia for a year.
Oh, okay. You
know? I was about 2 or 3 or somewhere around there. So I don't remember anything about it, but
yeah.
ちょっとね、残念なんだよ、全然記憶がないのが。
Well, you were so little. I mean, that's...
そうそうそうそう。But,
okay, so, and then where did you go to college?
大学は、it was in Tokyo.And Sophia University ってとこに行って、it's in like the core area of Tokyo. And I studied linguistics. なんで思い出せないんだろうって感じ。well, mainly English. But my interest was in literature. And so I did study a lot of American literature.
Yeah. So, you know, in the world of bilingualness, you're very bilingual. Tell us, do you tend to think in English or Japanese? Do you tend to dream in English or Japanese?
そこだよね。So I told you that I moved back to Japan when I was 11 and I have lived in Japan ever since. And so it's like a couple decades でしょ。なので、ね、まあもう今頃はね、考えるのは日本語だね。日本語ベースで考えてると思うね。だけど、夢を見るときは多分半々。I don't remember many of my dreams after I wake up, but when I do remember, it's probably like half and half, half English and half Japanese.
Well,
but
Well, I was going to say, you know, I remember that when we talked about this in a previous episode, when you drink, you start to speak more English.
それを今言おうと思ったんだけど、but there are these times when I do switch to English, very unconsciously なんだけど、あの、まあ、when I'm drunk, when I'm very drunk, I do turn to English. And also when I get very mad, like when I snap, I sometimes curse in English. And even at work, like 独り言でもさ、when I'm working on like a file and I've been working on it for like hours, and sometimes, you know, it freezes up.
Yeah.
And of course there's the auto save and everything, but still I'm like, って言っちゃうんだよね。そう、だからね。
That's so funny.
そうそうなんだよね。So when I'm drunk and when I'm really angry, I do switch into English unconsciously.
Mm-hmm. I do feel like it's not as satisfying to curse in Japanese.
あ、そうなのよ。ないんだよ。
That's why I think that's part of it. It's like it's much more satisfying to curse in English.
Yes, definitely. After all these years, I mean, I do know how to curse in Japanese, but it's not as satisfying.
It's not the same.
It's not the same.
It's like kawaii cursing.
I wonder why though. It does feel like it's kawaii. 当然日本人はさ、てか日本語しか喋らない人は日本語でクルスするしかないじゃない、だけどきっとまあ満足いくんだろうね。
Whereas if you know the English cursing words, I guess it's more satisfying. That's the best way to put it, だね。
Okay, so we've known each other for a really long time.
はい、はい。
What are your first memories of us?
なるほど。子供の時に会ったその日っていうのは実際は覚えてないんだよね。Mm-hmm.
So I don't exactly remember the day we met. Mm-hmm.
Well, we were so young.
Yeah.
I mean, how old were you?
I was 6, I think.
Yeah, I think I was 5. So
yeah.
It's no surprise that we don't really recall all the details.
So.
So my first memories of you...
とにかく目が大きかったの覚えてんだよね。もうそこが多分一番の印象かな。周りがみんなさ外国の人だったじゃない、っていうか日本人じゃない人だったから、ちーちゃんを見た時に、あ、同じ日本人だっていう風に覚えてるかなと思ったんだけど、意外とそれは覚えてなくて。But
I do remember the big eyes and also you were like お人形さんみたいな感じだなって思ったんだよ。You still have long black hair, but その当時もさ、you had long black hair. And my hair was so disgusting. It was brownish green because of the chlorine.
Well, yeah, because you and my sister didn't wear swim caps.
そうだったっけ?
So your hair was super gross. Yeah, both of yours was like, the chemicals ate your hair.
そうなのよ。そうなのよ。しかも、やっこあんまり髪の毛溶かさなかったからさ、本当にめちゃくちゃで。
And my...Parents would call my hair like a bird's nest みたいな感じで、なんかもう本当めちゃくちゃだったんだよね。だからちいちゃんの髪ってもう黒くてまっすぐで綺麗でさ、なんかお人形さんみたいだなって思ってたのは覚えてる。
I was always such a girly girl.
I know. I mean, it was so new to me. Like I was a complete tomboy, and my brother was, I guess, even a little bit more girlish, cuter than I was, I guess you could say.
で、まーちゃんはもうちょっとこう、なんつうんだろう、やっこほどめちゃくちゃではないけど、もうちょっとタンボイエッシュだった気がするんだよね、ちーちゃん。
Oh, she was a total tomboy. You guys, you both were. okay, and so we were friends for many years here in the States before you had to move back to Japan. But so tell me, like, what stands out for you in terms of our time together here in the States?
そうだね。そのアメリカにいた時は、
it was all swimming or school, I guess. And so when we swam, I guess those are the memories that I have in terms of spending time with you. だからね。
まあ実際に泳いでる時もね、例えば試合に行くじゃない、で、
in between our races, we would rest at our tents that we put up. And there's an area that we can rest みたいなところがあってさ。And because I guess we were kids, we would goof around, play around, and not really think about the races. And one thing that I do remember is we would paint our toenails.
Yes.
Or make friendship bracelets みたいな。
Oh, yeah, I remember making those.
Do you remember that? Yeah, yeah. Though I think those are 一番思い出になってるかなって思うね。
Oh yeah, those are good times.
でしょ？そう、あれがね、あれが楽しいから試合も楽しいし、頑張るのはまあ頑張ろうとは思ってたけどさ、それよりもちーちゃんたちと一緒に行けて、しかもそういうことできて遊べるから行ってた気がするんだよね。
Yeah, yeah. It, that was like our playtime was like in between our events and stuff.
そうそうそうそう。やっぱあれが一番思い出に残ってるし、やっぱり子供の時の思い出とやっぱ大人になってからの思い出ってちょっと違くて、大人になってからそんなに会ってはいないけど、やっぱちーちゃんが1年間日本に住んでたじゃない、mm-hmm. 大学行ってた時にさ、mm-hmm. であの時一緒にちょっとやこの経済事情で一緒に住めなかったけど、mm-hmm. That time was really nice for meI didn't think we would be able to have time together because you live in the States and I live in Japan. Uh-huh. But I got to see you like almost every day.
Yeah.
We would talk for hours and hours. その思い出もすごい良かったなって思う。
Yeah, I agree. Because we weren't very good at like the writing letters and kind of staying in touch. You know, unless we were like physically around each other.
Yes, ごめんなさい。
No, that's just you, it's both of us.
No. You guys constantly would write to me. I feel so bad that I didn't write as much as I wanted to or should have, but...そうなんだよ。だから会えた時はね、やっぱり一緒にずっと時間が過ごせてよかったなって思うね。
Mm-hmm. I agree. Well, bring us back to the current.
はいはい。
Tell us a little bit about what you do for work.
そうだね。仕事は、I do translating and interpreting mainly.
And is that mostly from Japanese to English or English to Japanese or both?
Well, it's mainly Japanese. Sorry. It's mainly English to Japanese. だね。
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I do both. I used to do freelance, and so it would be full-time translating and interpreting, but it didn't work for me, and so mm-hmm. I currently work at a company, mm-hmm. and I do translation and interpreting for them, but I also mm-hmm. do designs related to construction.
Okay.
So it's a little bit more fun because I do have things to do besides translating and interpreting.
Yeah. What do you find to be the most challenging thing about being a translator / interpreter?
It's mainly, I think it's about the cultural differences,
uh-huh.
the challenges, because, you know, the literal translation and the interpreting is like, if you can get it down, it's down. But
sure.
それだけやってると, for instance, interpreting, the meetings take hours and hours.
Oh.
And it's such a drag and you don't want that to happen. And so I do have to kind of butt in and sort out all the misunderstandings that might happen because of the cultural differences and stuff like that as well.
Hi. Okay. Yeah. So it's not just the actual words that are being said, but you're having to
so.
Essentially interpret the meaning in the correct cultural context.
そう。
難しいね。
そうなの。そこがね、やっぱり難しいし、それをやらないと、本当に物理的に、if you just did the translating, the meetings take hours and hours, which 最初はそういう感じになっちゃってたんだよね。で、これってなんかもう無駄な時間だなと思うし、両サイドも疲れてきちゃうんだよね。だから、これなんとかしないといけないなと思って、So I'm like a facilitator みたいな。
Gotcha.
And that's the challenging part. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Gosh, we'll have to do a whole nother episode about your job and more specifically about translating and interpreting, because I think that's a really interesting thing, especially, you know, for our podcast.
そうだね。そうだね。
For being part of Lost in Japanglish. So yeah, let's dive into that a little bit more sometime in the future.
そうだね。意外とその文化の違いとかそういったところ、本当に Lost in Japanglish 的なところが、まあ面白いし難しいし、ってところだし。
Yeah, let's do it. Well, let's wrap up for today because we're getting short on time. But I do want to say thank you for being open to answering some questions.
No
And listeners, if you guys have specific questions for Yako, definitely let us know on Instagram and Facebook, and we'll try and get your questions answered.
そうですね。あの、今日はお粗末ながら私のインタビューということで、いろいろ話させていただきましたけれども、皆さん楽しんでいただけたでしょうか。もちろん、今日も本当何個かしか、答えることができなかったので、その他いろいろ質問あったら、ぜひインスタや Facebook でも聞いていただけたらと思います。そして、乞うご期待、来週はちーちゃんのインタビューですので、皆さん、来週も聞いてくださいね。
All right, thanks again, you guys, for tuning in each week. We look forward to talking with you all next week.
はい、今日もご視聴ありがとうございました。それでは、また来週。
バイバイ。Thanks so much for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. If you did, please share it with your friends and don't forget to subscribe. If you're on iTunes, we greatly appreciate your raving review.For more Lost in Japanglish, you can find us on Instagram and Facebook. And if you have a topic you'd like us to cover or a question, hit us up. We'd love to hear from you. Thanks again for listening, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
今日のエピソードは楽しんでいただけましたでしょうか？面白いと感じていただけたら、ぜひお友達にもシェアをしてみてください。iTunes 利用者の方は星をつけていただいたりレビューを書いていただけると嬉しいです。もちろん Facebook や Instagram でもいいねを押して応援をお願いいたします。取り上げてほしいテーマやご質問などありましたらぜひぜひお便りください。それではご視聴ありがとうございました。来週またお会いできることを楽しみにしています。